From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the push continues in Washington for acceptance of the Iran nuclear agreement. The multi-front effort to sell the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program to U.S. lawmakers and skeptical allies continues a day after U.S. President Barack Obama gave a staunch defense of the deal as the best way to keep Iran from having a nuclear weapon.
It prevents the most serious threat, Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon, which would only make the other problems that Iran may cause even worse.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is out generating support among congressional Democrats about the agreement, but the administration faces stiffer opposition from Republican lawmakers. Once Congress is handed the formal agreement, it has 60 days to consider whether to reject it, or even if it does, Mr. Obama has promised to veto such legislation. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will host Saudi Foreign Minister Abdel Al-Jubeir for talks Thursday in Washington. President Obama's National Security Advisor says he also is sending Defense Secretary Ash Carter to Israel and Saudi Arabia this weekend to meet with leaders about the Iran agreement and other shared security concerns. Greek lawmakers have approved a package of tough reforms early this morning, leading to a conference call by European finance ministers to discuss options for a Greek bailout. The yes vote on reforms was demanded by Greece's creditors in exchange for more bailout funds. Athens does face a Monday deadline to repay $4.6 billion to the European Central Bank. The losing Syriza party, the ruling party, was able to pass the unpopular reform bill in a vote of 229-64. This is VOA News. The U.S. space agency NASA has presented some of the images of Pluto taken from a spacecraft as it passed by the dwarf planet Tuesday. New Horizons took a decade to make the 3 billion-mile journey through our solar system to make the closest approach ever to Pluto. Slata Chahok reports that the historic high-resolution photographs will help scientists learn more about how the solar system was formed and possibly about the development of life on Earth.
The close-up photos of Pluto were taken as New Horizons flew by at a speed of nearly 50,000 kilometers per hour. NASA scientists say the images provide information they previously did not have about the outer edge of our solar system.
We have found that at least parts of Pluto are very young. They don't have any craters that would be you'd expect on an old surface. So Pluto is active in the interior. It is generating landscapes by processes we don't understand yet.
Scientists say it is going to take them more than a year to research the images. But what they have seen in just the first few hours has changed previous conceptions about Pluto. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistan says 4 civilians have been killed, 5 wounded in artillery fire that struck villages Thursday near the border with India, blaming their neighbor for the casualties. A Pakistani army statement said the shelling occurred in the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir and the border villages near the eastern Pakistani city of Silkat. There was no immediate comment from India on the shelling. Islamabad summoned India's diplomatic envoy to its foreign office and protested over the incident, as well as over what it described as a violation of its airspace the day before. Pakistan claims to have shot down an Indian spy drone Wednesday. India rejects those allegations, saying none of its drones crossed into the Pakistani side. Japan's lower house of parliament has given its approval to legislation that will loosen restraints on the military, another historic step away from that country's pacifist post-World War II policies. The controversial measures passed Thursday with the support of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition despite massive protest and a boycott by the main opposition parties. Mr. Abe has pledged to bolster his country's tightly restricted defense forces, partly in response to an increasingly powerful and assertive China, which is involved in a territorial dispute with Tokyo. Beijing's foreign minister on Thursday condemned the passage of the legislation, saying it calls into question whether Japan will continue its exclusively defense-oriented policies adopted after World War II. I'm Ira Melman reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.